writing in tomorrow. And we're going to see an interesting thing from how the Rabbanu Shalom is knowing. We're holding the Yish B'Noiv. We're going to go over that again. On Tzadik Hei, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up from before it gets wide. And remember, we were discussing that David HaMelech ran and hid in Noiv. Doeg saw what was going on, so he went and he told Shaul. Shaul came and sent Doeg to kill out Noiv Erekehanu. Because of that whole situation, years and years later, centuries later, when Sancheriv came to destroy Klal Yisrael and knock out the Beis HaMikdash, he was matzliach with 10 Shvatim because of the Egel. We learned last week that the 10 Shvatim that fell to the Aveir of the Egel, that was made them vulnerable, that now Sancheriv was able to overpower them. And the 2 Shvatim of Yehuda and Binyamin, the reason why Sancheriv had rights koyach over them is because of the Aveir that David did, which he came from Yehuda, and Shaul HaMelech came from Binyamin. Because of what they did by Noiv Erekehanim, Samela, that made them vulnerable, and Sancheriv knew that if he attacked Yerushalayim that particular day, he was going to be able to be Menatzech and knock away the Beis HaMikdash and drive them out of Yerushalayim. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a situation when he came to Yerushalayim. He looked over the city, he realized that Hashem had made him see it as being a weak, vulnerable city. So he said, hey, since we're all tired, we'll go to sleep, and tomorrow we'll attack. Tomorrow never came, because overnight, 185,000 of his soldiers were killed by a Malach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, and they all died. Now, back to the conversation, now the Gemara is saying, so now, what was David's punishment, Lamaisa, for what he did? David had to get punished for what he did wrong. So what was his punishment? So it says like this, V'yish b'noiv, asher b'yaldei harafa, this is the pasuk, that was captured by Noiv, asher b'yaldei harafa, because of Noiv, he was captured. And so the Yalde Arafa, and we'll see what the Gemara explains that to mean. Mishkal Kino Yisloish Meir Mishkal Nechoshes, and he had this 300 weight of copper thing, a weight there, Ruchogar Chadasha Vayim Lahakis is David. And he used it, it was going to basically to be used to hit David. Now, the Gemara is going to explain what this pasuk is referring to. Mai Vayish Benoi, what does that mean? So we're going to word by word. I'm reviewed them around. Ish Shabba al Iske Noiv. It was because of what happened by Noiv, therefore, David was now vulnerable that he could be punished. What happened? What was his choice? Hashem said to David, until when is this sin going to be hidden within your hands? Because through you, Noiv Erekehanim. Through you, Noiv Erekehanim was destroyed. And through you, Nitra Doeg Radoimi. Doeg lost his rights to the next world. And because of you, Shaul and the street children got killed. So, do you prefer that your children will be smitten and wiped out? Or do you want to be put into the hands of your enemy? This is the choice that was given to David HaMelech.
What's the choice again?
You want that your descendants should be cut off, basically they should get killed, or do you want that you, David, should be captured by your enemies? Now we started discussing on Wednesday as to what this choice was. It seemingly is a no-brainer for David to say what he ended up saying, because why would he want to take it out on his descendants? So we'll have to discuss. So Gemara says, Amar lefanav Rabbanu Shalom Amuta v'emtzavi ad oyev l'yichle zari. Better that you should put me into the hands of my enemies than that my descendants should be cut off. Yom echad, one day, Nofak lishkor b'zoi, he went out hunting, David HaMelech. Okay? And what happened? Also Satan, the Satan came, And he appeared like an animal, in other words, bait for David HaMelech to go after. So David shot the arrow and it didn't reach. He was a little bit too out of range.
This was sport?
It was sport. I guess he wasn't looking to eat the animal, I don't think. But I don't know. I don't know. Does it say there if it was sport? I didn't look it over there. But I know this is what he was doing. Whether he did it for sport or not, it could be. No, I don't know. Maybe he did it to feed the poor. I don't know. I don't know. But this is what he did. He went out, and the animal was out of range, so his arrow fell short. So Mate Mashche, Mole Mate, didn't reach. So Mashche, Ad Amte L'Eretz Plush. So what happened was the animal backed, so he ran forward, the animal backed up a little bit. Shot again, fell short. Ran a little further, the animal backed up a little further, and it drew David out of his element until he got close to Eretz Plushim. Unbeknownst to him, he was so focused on trying to, you know, get that arrow into that animal, it became a challenge to him. Didn't realize it was the Satan playing the game. And slowly it got him closer and closer to Eretz Plishtim. What?
Lured.
Lured, that was the word I was using, right? I was looking for that word. Since I moved here, you know what they say? Which Gadol said it, you move to Israel, you become illiterate in two languages. It's not a joke. Because I used to know English, and now I forget words. It's like crazy. And I don't know the right way to say it in Hebrew. So I know nothing. A little bit problematic, but all right. Anyhow.
So you learn the English.
That could work, but over here, your mom's talking to someone in America trying to explain something, and I forgot how to say it.
English.
Big problems. Anyways, so he ended up near the Eretz Plishtim. Kedchazi Yishbi Benoyev. And he saw him. Amar Hainu Hai Dekatle Laglis Legolius Achi. He was the one who killed Golius, my brother. Kavte, so he captured him. Kavte Oisve Vishade Tuse Bebadye. And he wanted to kill him. So he put him underneath what would be like a press. He was going to have the press come down, or a spear or something come down onto him. And it's Avalei Nitzah. What happens is he threw up David, so to speak. He lifted David up. He put something there that David should come land down on top of it, and the press would come and crush him. That was the plan. Some sort of way like that to kill David. But what happened was, it's Avalei Nitzah, Makale Ari Mitusoi. There was a nest. Then David got suspended in air. He didn't end up landing on the spear.
So the idea was to throw him in the air, then put a spear in a place, and then he would land down on the spear.
Something like that. And what happened was, is that he got suspended.
It's like a James Bond type of thing. Like, you know, like they, what are they just get him to, right? You know?
No. Well, yeah, right. So it then something, it was, he was going to get caught between the rock and the hard place. Okay. Put it that way. And what ended up happening is he...
The spear and the...
Something, but he didn't end up getting there. He got suspended in midair. He didn't end up going down. He didn't get stabbed by what was underneath him because he was suspended in air. He didn't end up getting embedded in what was there waiting for him. So what happened? Punk at this, that particular time, Afne de Mali Shavka Have, Avishai Ben Tsuruya Have a Kachai Freshi. He was preparing himself for Shabbos, I guess, and he was washing himself with soap. Medal Garbi, Tamir Chazinu Kasme Doma, and it looked to him like a vision of some sort of blood. It was a bird that was there fluttering around by him. And Omer, he said, obviously, Knesset Yisrael, Yoina is Emtila. Knesset Yisrael is similar to a Yoina. She never can for Yoina Nepa, the Kesef. So Shmami, no, David Makad Yisrael, but Tzari Shari. This is a sign from Hashem that Avisha Ben Tzibuya would realize that David is in need of help. So what happened? Asa Lebesis, he ran to his house, figuring that David was in his house and he didn't need some help. David wasn't there. Now it's strange because obviously David usually didn't leave by himself, but because of this hunting expedition, he ended up by himself. Amar Sanan ain Rechven al Susse. He says, I have a problem now. I can't ride on his animal, the ain on his horse, the ain Yoshin al Kisai. I can't sit because he's the king. I can't sit on his chair, the ain Misamshin Mishavitoi. I can't use his.
Who's saying this?
Avisha ben Tsruya. He's standing outside the house now. He knows he has to go look for David because David's in trouble. But I can't use David's horse. I can't sit on his chair. I can't use his sharvet. But b'shas sakona. How about when there's a danger, Mike? But maybe because it's a sakona, maybe I could use his animal because he had to travel to start looking for him. But he wasn't going to get caught riding the king's horse and find out that the king was just around the corner someplace and see him on his horse. That was suicide. So what happened? Also, Shaul ben Midrash, he quickly ran to the base of Medrash to ask Kishayla. What's the road for? No, you got to ask Kishayla, can I use the king's horse? Amulei, so he said, B'shasakana shop your dummy. He said, yeah, the halacha is B'shasakana, you could use it. Rachvei, Leparday, Vakam, V'Ozel, Kotzel, Le'ayro. He got on this mule and he went running, and our Kodesh Baruch Hu created that the land folded up underneath the legs. And Bahadi the Kamaski Chazi Larpa Ime Navinavla Kichazia Pasakto La Pilcha Shadate Iluya. So what happened was this, that on his way, he was traveling, 1 second. The mother of Yishbi he found. Is it?
They were like, one of them was the mother of
Goliath,
and one was...
Right, that could be. Right, you're right. Probably. I don't know, I didn't look. Okay, and he saw her, and what happened was he wanted to kill her. Okay, so the Pasuk says, so Shasa cut her my Amalei, so he went. So of all the cultural Arab Bahadi the Kamaski Khazil Orpa Ime Dahavi Navla ki Khazite Paska the Pilcha Shaditu Iluye Savil Mikile, he wanted to kill Amrale Al Ilem Icili Plach Patke Resh Moichevakatle. Now so we'll see what happened, the story, and he's gonna go on an approach to try to save save David HaMelech. Okay? But before we get to that point, I want to discuss one nekuda. That is, we were discussing over here that David was supposed to get punished for something he did at night, right? Now he's getting punished. So, what happened? Yeah, he's being saved. He's not being punished. So what was going on over here? Yeah, and b'chalal, what was the big shayla like we discussed? To go to the hands of the Oyev. What's so terrible about that? And why did that happen? So it's interesting to note in Yoyada he brings down that this whole thing was Mida Keneged Mida, and that is that David HaMelech, what were the choices? David HaMelech was given a choice of his children being cut off. Why? Because by killing Neivera Kehanim, the future generations were cut off. That's what happened. So that was the Mida Keneged Mida, why B'chlal it was even brought up. Because think about it. Why should one of the options be punish the children? Since when the children are going to get punished for something that the parent does? It's not. We have enough problems with the things we're doing wrong. Why should our children have to suffer? Doesn't eat up. Over here though, it says the man Yayada, no, it's Mida Keneged Mida aspect. Kodesh Baruch Hu does everything Mida Keneged Mida. And over here, by killing Neivera Kehanim, we had a problem. Because the future generations of Neivera Kehanim weren't going to become around. So in reality, that was a Mida Keneged Mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, at the end, David was saved. So what happened over there? So he's a mashal. Just push it to understand the story. Mashal, it says. See, the Masha says it also. Okay, by Yichla Zaracha, the Masha says, Ratalem, see Yichla Zaracha, Kamoisha, Kol Zerakehan. Right, so it's Masha that says it, not the Ben Yehuda. But what we see an interesting thing though, that this choice was Mida Kinegami. Now David Melech goes and picks himself. Right? So what happened? David ends up getting saved. Let's see how he ends up getting saved. Let's see the rest of the Gemara now. Gemara says she had some sort of a splinter or something in her hands. So the kamazge chaze la arpa ime havenovla ki chazite pasakta la pilcha. She broke off a piece of splinter or wood. Shadise iluye. She wanted to throw it at David HaMelech to kill him. Sarva lemiktul armalei. So he said, ilam icily plach besitke reish and. Pesitke Rage Moisha Vakala. Rage Moisha Vakala. So what happened was this, it this piece of wood, Rashi says Hishach Avishai Apalach Rosha Umesa. Ended up going into her hand and she got killed. And what happened was at this point Terchaze Yishbi Benoiv Oma Hashta Havi Betrain Rakatlanli Patil David Lila Vidotzlai. He took David and they ran away. Now, let's just, without the details of the story yet, let's understand, if you can, what exactly is the purpose? What are we seeing? What is the Gemara telling us over here? David HaMelech did something. When he ran to Neiver Kehanim, what was the avodah that he did? He misled him.
He misled.
Yeah. What happened was he told Noiv that he was really an emissary of Shaul.
Right.
So he misled Noiv. But he tried to save his life. What should he have done? He should have been straight with Noiv. Noiv would never have taken him in. He would have been killed. That's what he should have done. Correct?
What he did do. He did the right thing.
He should know. What he should have done originally was not mislead Noiv, but give himself into the hands of his enemy then. Because what was he trying to do? He was evading capture, and because of that, he misled Noiv, and therefore Noiv got killed. But what should he have done? He should have just given up. That was the only option at that point. So it comes out that both options that he had, now the Rebbeinu was giving him two options where each one covered one aspect of the story. In other words, one aspect, what ended up happening tonight, that was Yichla Zaracha. What should David have done? He should have been given into the hands of his enemy, Shaul. He didn't choose to do that. So now he has. So David HaMelech chooses send me into the hands of his enemy. He ends up getting saved. He ends up getting saved. So what's the chiddush over there? It's the same thing over again. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him a choice? So to me, the Kinegamida, I understand why Hashem gave him the choice. But how could David HaMelech even think to take such a choice? Think about it for a second. He made the mistake the first time. Why does Hashem think that David HaMelech is going to make the same mistake again? Again.
Isn't that the opportunity for him to do tshuva?
No.
Like to realize it was a mistake what he did before and to
but,
do the correct thing.
But had it, obviously, because I guess there, maybe the Rebbe Shalom is saying, look, he did this already once. He had a choice. And look what you did. So let's see if you learned anything from that. And because he didn't pick that, therefore he was now wrong to be saved. That means the same setup, same scenario really happened just many years later. It's something unique. Now, if you really think about it, and the truth of the matter is, this is just a microcosm in our lives. Let's be honest, these things happen all the time. We have the same matzavim that are constantly coming up, just different angles of it. Like, there is to see if we're going to figure it out or we ain't going to figure it out. But it could be that that's what's going on over here a little bit. That there is that concept of this is exactly the thing that they he made a mistake of. The exact nekuda, mamish. You can't get more exact. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what would you prefer? Here's what he said. Now, so what happened was this, after Yishbi went and had this thing come and killed, after Avishai ben Tzruya got Yishbi killed, so then he wanted to take David away. Okay, so what happened was this, Patkel David a love adotzle, the rumche. So I'm a nipple, a love, v'niktal. But David was suspended in the air still while this was happening. So David wasn't able to leave. So Amar Avishai Hashem. So Avishai said the shame Hashem, Ukwila David, stood David up, Ben Shemari La'ara, and David was able to escape with him. So the Gemara is the name of the Ihu. So why did David HaMelech need Avishai Ben Tzruya to say the shame him first to get him out? Why couldn't he say the shame first himself? David HaMelech was also great or greater. So the answer is, says the Gemara, Incha Vishmat Asubes Asu. A person can't get himself out of prison. Someone else has to get you out of prison. And this is a whole conversation in and of itself. We'll talk about it in a minute. But the truth of the matter is, people, you know, they have these things called support groups, you know, like people who are running a hard matzah, having a hard time, whatever it is that they're having, that other person coming in and bailing him out, we see by David HaMelech, he wasn't able to. Gemara is saying in Chavish Ma'aser Beis Asur by David HaMelech, so it should be somewhat refreshing, at least, or encouraging to us when we see ourselves as being not able to extricate ourselves from the different things that we deal and the different things we face. We should realize even by David HaMelech, David had such a thing that he wasn't able to do it. So Amalei, my boy Zachas, Avishai said to him, "What are you doing here? I was in the middle of taking a shower and I realized that you had problems. I came to get you. But where did you end up here? Like, what?"
How did David HaMelech speak to Kershma? How did this happen? Written no details.
Yeah, no details about it.
I see the next line he's about to say, I had a conversation.
So, Achi Amalei, Achi Amalei, Kutcha Bricha, this is what Hashem said. Achi Adalei, Hashem gave me a choice. And I chose to end up here. That's how I ended up here. So again, before we go back to, at this point, let's understand what happened here. Okay? So he's saying to David HaMelech, how'd you get here? David said, I shouldn't give you this. This is where I ended up. So Amalei, apach saluschei. So he said, why don't you switch around your davening? Rashi says, what is it to you with the tzar of your children? So he says you should flip it around. So, so Mori said, no, Bar Baruch Kiro, Lisbon, Atlo should start. What?
So that everybody should be destroyed?
That's what he was saying to him. So I don't want to go for right there at this point. We'll do this mission Wednesday, the Bang one. But let's go back to Incha Yimata's Mumbai's Assum for a minute. Okay? It's interesting because the Gemara says he's going to suggest to him, why don't you do this? And David Melch is going to have to explain to him why not. So the whole Gemara is like, the whole story needs a lot of beer. Put it that way. The story needs beer to understand what went on here, why it happened, and how it happened. And we on Wednesday will chadir over outside and after we finish it up, and we'll talk about different pratim in the Maisa. But what the Gemara says over here, in Chavis Matas Atzmei Zeshom, why is that the case? It's a saying, we know it's a saying, but why is that the case? What over here does David need Avishai to do? Why couldn't he say Hashem and stand up? Yishbi was already dead. If we're talking about a Zach, where a person has an Egeus towards himself, a Midah, and he can't fix the Midah, so someone else can help him out. You know, they have now the computers. Some, you know, most people need to have some sort of shachis. So, we have a thing called something a little bit hard to understand. So I was thinking, he doesn't say, he says something else. I was thinking it could be that the concept of Eichav Shemata Atzmei Zeshum is a much deeper concept. It's a much deeper concept than the saying, the person get it, can't get it. The assistance from that other person is not something a person can do himself because it's someone else. In other words, like this. How did I work it out this morning? If a person is in a jam and they want to get out of that jam, they're not going to see the same picture as the other person who's looking at it from the outside. They're not going to see it that way. They're going to only see what right this second is going to help for the next second. They're not going to see the consequences. They do this, then maybe five other things are going to happen and it's going to set them back further. In other words, a person can't see. What the Gemara is saying here, a person can't see it himself. A person can't for himself. It's not possible for a person to enable. A person can't enable him. He can't extricate, can't get himself out of a jam because he's not going to. It's a material. He's not going to think it through fully. In other words, a person's not going to do it the right way. He's not going to be able to do whatever was necessary to get to that point. It's not better, you someone else. Incomparable means it's impossible. That's what it means. And it could be that the pshat is that it's not shayach. It's not shayach. The Gemara is telling you, it's an impossibility. You can't get yourself out of a situation that's locking you in, that's containing you. So don't even try.
David HaMelech, of all people, wouldn't he just daven and
Yeah, you would think, huh? And not only that, the big Akasha is.
What does he
mean? The big Akasha is, of course, by the Ovis. When they had issues, they talked about him. But Tefillah is one Nakuda that is. Yeah, what?
I'm just checking out the MP3.
It's still here, it's working
today. I want to make sure it's on.
Yeah, today it is.
Episode
now, sometimes I do it because the people who don't come, I have to show them you're not going to be able to make it up. You have to be.
I agree with that.
Anyway, so the point is that there is such a concept of you know,
being a charisma, being outside.
It obviously does something. Put it that way. And this lotion is used throughout Sifrei Musa. It's used all the time. This concept. And it's not done as a it's better. Incarnation means it's impossible. It can't be done.
So it's not Kodesh Baruch Hu, your partner?
See, the tefillah, yeah.
But not Kodesh Baruch Hu, your partner.
For David Amelech, that's the case. How does it come for us regular people?
That's what I'm trying to, yeah, I'm saying, like, it gives you a little bit of perspective, a little bit in general, about the Zinyanim. So Tzili you always do, because that, you get to help Lamalam and Ateva. But you have to say something like that, you know, some Nakuda, you know, I'll tell you, it's not a good writer, but when people deal with their own business. They have to make a business decision. Or they have to deal, should they, whatever it is, take the kid to this doctor, or should they send the kid to that yeshiva. A lot of times, when you're dealing with your own matzav, you know, which avenue to take, so many times, so all you need is to bounce it off somebody else, and suddenly, hey, you know something, I didn't think of that. But what happens? Why? You're not stupid.
Is that prevents you from seeing clearly?
It's a mitzvah. It just doesn't happen. I don't know if you've ever experienced it. I get it all the time. Where you don't have a. You miss a basic nakuda. You miss a basic nakuda and just like, wow, I missed it. It happens to me a lot. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh, exactly.
It could be this is the Nakuda. It's an excuse. In order, you know, for us to really get to the bottom line, you have to bounce something off somebody. You have to. Yeah. There is that concept where you can't do it yourself. No, I'm saying something is there blocking our ability to get this thing to the end. That's not Chayav. So I'm just saying, such a concept, it could be a dogma, could be such a thing exists. I don't know. But Oit Chazayin, Misham Wendy, we'll go over with more of a fine tooth comb. But another thing we have to understand also, is this whole Maisa, this is all a mess. How did Yoyimin Tzuria even know that there was a problem going on?
The birdie told
him. Right, this is where it comes from. I think, yeah.
A bird.
Yeah.
He said bird represents Klal Yisrael.
Yeah, I'm saying, but there's like a lot of other easier methods. You know, it had to dafka be that he was lured away and that nobody was around to watch what was going on in order for that a bird should have to come and do it?
Last he came and told
me. Yeah, there you go. And then the rabbi wants to know. I mean, just explore something. Back and forth. Couldn't do it. He didn't realize. this is all trying to explain. Obviously, Moses is going to go on and afterwards to understand what happened to Shoah and Doeg and all of that. But just in understanding this,
he needed, there was no other way, and Yishu was the elder.
Yeah, I'm saying, so these kinds of things. I mean,
according to the commentary here, the ground closed up and he made it fast, or the donkey made it so fast, and so one nest after another nest, just there was nobody else to this.
So let's do research, mission for Wednesday. We'll finish off the Ramah page, and we'll hopefully have a better outcome. But these are all interesting things to understand. But one thing is for sure, it's so true that sometimes a person, we experience it, we don't know. We don't have an answer about something. It might be with our wife, might be our children, might be with our job, might be with who knows what. And just talking it over with another person opens your mind to better ideas. You know, it happens. It's mitzius. It's mitzius, this whole.
And when you have to present it to somebody else, your thoughts are much more clear.
Well, the whole
matzah. Instead of just having thoughts all over the place.
I'm not sure how, if it's because you have to present it, or now you're going to get advice from another person.
But it's a habdil, it's the same thing like business. You know, somebody has an advisor because they're looking at one way and they say, oh, you know, I didn't think of it that way. Because the other person is coming with an open mind. So if you have a problem and you can't, because you're coming with a closed mind, whatever it is, whether you're down, whether you're this or that, and you have somebody talk over and say, well, you know, I didn't think that could be the reason why this is happening or whatever. I think Houdini did not learn this Gemara. So he used to get himself out of prison. He didn't need help.
That's a true story.
Yeah, because he used to hide picks all over in his mouth, and he had lots at that time.
Oh, you're a locksmith, yeah.
And then he convinced people to lock him in the safe, and people didn't realize it's easy to get out of the safe. The safe is made to stop people from breaking in. Once you're inside, it's easier. So he convinced them that it's harder. They put him in the safe, and he was able to get out. So, yeah.